Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is. It's Friday. Another. It's freaking Friday. Another freaking week. Freaking weekend's coming up, and God knows what's going to happen next. It's the 7th day of June, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want. And that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. And of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 49 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 54 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and just a cool down. Well, at least it ain't snowed yet. It's bound to warm back up. I mean, it is June. That being said, let's look what we're going to jump into here. More gun control. Trump says he's seriously considering banning silencers. Uh-oh, here we go. We'll get into it as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, more gun control. Trump says he's, quote, seriously considering banning silencers. This is from Shit Hit the Fan Plan. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. What I tell you yesterday, it's a suppressor, there's a flash suppressors, but what we're talking about, silencers. And what's being done here is he's setting a precedence. You know, just like Obama, he could have never built the police state up like Trump has. I mean, he is seriously built the police state up and police powers just the raw corporate tyranny, but he can't really do a whole lot on gun control. Stand up there in front of the NRA saying, "I'm good. Your Second Amendment safe with me," even though he's already, I mean, attacked it 3 fucking times. Well, he's attacked it more than Obama ever did. But the precedence is set here, and they're trying to set it even heavier for their corporate administrative admiralty. Non-jurisdiction fraud that they're operating lawlessly in this country under. But the next son of a bitch that comes in, see, maybe to be that queer, you know, the one, or maybe to be that woman, first thing I'll do is write an executive order for confiscation of guns. Get fucking on it. Why are you waiting on? But see, this is how they play that left-right fucking bullshit, unless it comes down to the Jews, and then they're all on the same side. And the Jews are, they're us. We're them. Anyway, President Donald Trump has already successfully gotten more gun control done than his predecessor, Barack Obama. but he doesn't seem to want to stop at banning bump stocks. He's now seriously considering banning silencers. Oh, by executive dictate, huh? That Bill of Rights didn't mean a fucking thing. That ratified law from all the ratified by the states, the law for the United States of America, the superior law, the supreme law, the only law that exists in this country right now. It's not being enforced by the people, and that's to our own demise. And I swear, like I said, we're going to lose a couple million because people won't fucking listen. Because people can't listen. Because the people that are speaking out are being choked down on the internet. They're being choked out. You're not going to hear. I mean, Stephen got a new laptop. We got him a new computer. And he can't even get an email through. I mean, we know what's going on. But you know what? The truth's loose. The truth is loose and they fucking know it. The media has taken aim at Trump over the shootings, and he responded in a manner that would make any Democrat smile. Well, of course it would, because they all shit through the same hole. They're all the same shitbird. Well, I'd like to think about it, Trump said in an interview with Piers Morgan on TV's Good Morning Britain. Good Morning Britain? What the fuck are you doing over there talking about taking anything away from us, you piece of fucking shit carnival barker? But this is how he does it. Here goes the toe in the water, people. Let's make sure we give him a good, let it be hot water this time. And this is written in bold print. I'm going to seriously look at it. While Trump said he didn't love the idea of a ban, he also was unhappy to see the frequency and severity of mass shootings in the United States, including to Bloomberg. Tough fucking shit. Get out of this country, you fucking international communist piece of shit, because you're going to end up on the end of a fucking rope, Trumpy, and your whole goddamn family. I mean, usually we don't talk about, you know, the whole family, but the whole fucking family. I mean, this is a dynasty, just like the Bushes, just like the goddamn Clintons. It's a dynasty that thinks that the corporate dynasty that is ruling over we the people and treating us as their subjects, as I speak to you right now. The shooter used two illegally bought 45 caliber handguns with a suppressor. I mean, they keep saying suppressor and then they keep talking about silencer. Now, it is a suppressor. There's flash suppressors. I mean, why didn't they say silencer right there is what I'm not getting. In the attack, the shooter was shot and killed by police. And what difference would a goddamn, even if it was a silencer on it, what difference would it make? And the police came because shots were heard, fired. Shots are being fired. So, like I said, this is the set of precedents for the communists coming in behind him. And they're probably going to surprise you what's going to happen. Don't forget that you've seen what this son of a bitch has done, this lying, two-faced, fork-tongued son of a bitch has done in his first term. Now he'll be a lame duck if they keep him in the CEO position, he will be a lame duck president, supposedly. And I mean, like I said, it's hard to talk about this shit because the terminology doesn't fit with the fucking situation. But there's nothing to stop him from just going whole hog himself. I mean, he's proven himself to be an international communist and a Jew-ass sucker. I mean, he represents the state of Israel, period. Make no mistake, Israel first. He's shown us that. The shooter used, okay, we did that. Virginia Democrat Governor Ralph Northam said Tuesday he will summon lawmakers back to the state capitol to consider a package of gun control legislation. I mean, you know, I wish you guys would quit writing this down on a fucking piece of paper and get to fucking doing it. Because you're looking like a bunch of fucking punks, which is what you fucking are. A bunch of spineless fucking punks who don't even do your own fucking. How about that? That's what you are. Spineless fucking punks. And you can still count and you still have your people on the streets. I mean, they play these games on the mainstream propaganda channels. You know, a poll here, this poll, 110% of the people want to have their guns taken away and they want to be taken out to a ditch to have their brains blown out. That's what the poll says. But you really do, you have your people. They have they're spying on the whole goddamn country. They know what the temper of our people is. And the fact is, if they could have took our guns, they would have done it already. But they understand. They know what they know exactly what I mean. They understand that we're out here, that the true Americans are out here, and we're ready to fucking fight them. You're not taking our fucking Bill of Rights away from us. You're done violating it. You motherfuckers, get it through your heads before that, before it's led. Well, it doesn't matter at this point anyway. It's too far to turn back. There's either going to be lead go through you, or there's going to be a hemp rope around your neck because you have committed the highest of the high treasons. Virginia Democrat, a gun package, an infringement package. Every once in a while, you just got to read this son of a bitch, just to make sure you're not going goofy. We'll read that second article. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed, period. That is the fucking law of this land. You can't write a policy that goes against it and that changes it or goes against it or infringes upon it in the tiniest little bit. You cannot do it. It's an unlawful act, okay? So what do you got, about 440 infringements just on the second article alone? More gun control. Do it, you son of a bitch. Go ahead, king, dictator, emperor of the fucking world. Write it down on a fucking piece of paper. How many bump stocks you picked up, by the way? How many magazines have you gotten out of New Jersey and New York? How many AR-15s have been turned in, bitch? And you, Democratic governor, fucking Ralph Northam. Got a hemp rope for your treasonous ass. You committed high treason, you son of a bitch. You're in violation of the law of the people who own this fucking country. And we do still own it. Make no mistake. I mean, they can write all the shit down they want to on a piece of fucking paper. But the fucking rubber meets the road when they fucking stand gun to gun with us. And we got way more fucking guns and way more fucking people than they do. And we're fighting for our fucking lives. We're fighting for our goddamn rights. Our rights to even own ourselves at this point in the ball game. So you get on it, you fucking bitch. You get it wrote down, you get all your buddies to sign it, and then you get some ass. Well, go get your green card motherfucking army you brought into this country deliberately. Get them all suited up. And let's get on with this fucking program. And remember, we're going to shoot the long shot for the suit first. We're going to put a bullet through you, you motherfucking traitors. Package of gun control legislation. Republicans control the state's legislature. However, if Trump is showing some support for more gun control, it is possible other Republicans will follow in lockstep. No, not the Republicans. When you guys went out and you stupid, when we were telling you you were retarded for going out and participating in this corporate bullshit, called elections, these corporate foreign elections. Oh man, we were just goddamn, you got to give them a chance. I mean, we're smarter than you, see, because we got money and stuff, because we cooperate. We cooperate with the occupation. You go ahead, you're going to hang with the fucking occupation too. Northam's proposals include a ban on silencers and high capacity magazines. Ban all you fucking want. There's only one way you're going to get them, and it ain't fucking easy. You're going to have to come through a fucking hail of lead to get to them. So you go ahead and you get your fucking foreigners that are ready to be your cannon fodder, but don't think it's going to stop there. Once we fucking waste their asses, we're coming for you. In fact, you're going to be the main fucking targets, you motherfucking treasonous pieces of shit that seemed, you know, people try to act like, you know, that Bill of Rights is such an old thing. Such an old thing. It is the fucking law of this land. And either you have law or you have fucking anarchy. And we have anarchy right now. We have a corporate aristocracy that they do as the king pleases. The king wants to cut your foot off. He cuts your foot off. Why did you cut his foot off? I just felt like cutting his foot off. That's the kind of fucking, that's what the measure of the fucking, and the way they, you know, they play these games with these investigations of each other that never, I mean, they've all committed high crimes and misdemeanors. How about that? And they all know it. And they would have to convict them in their star chamber courts. So I think there's only one way out of this, people. Who are those? This is Ted Koch. Who are the militia? Are they not ourselves? Congress have no power to disarm the militia. And who are they? They are ourselves. Their swords and every other terrible implement of the soldier are the birthright of an American. The ultimate power of the sword is not, that is repeat, not in the hands of either the federal or the state governments, but where I trust in God it will ever remain, in the hands of the people. As civil rulers not having their duty to the people duly before them may attempt to tyrannize, they're giving new meaning to the word. And as the military forces, which must be occasionally raised to defend our country, might pervert their power to the injury of the, you mean pervert it by serving an international body in a direct open act of treason against the fucking original constitution for that we the people ratified? We didn't ratify your fucking corporation, buddy. We didn't ratify that corporation, soldier, hero, that you're fucking overseas killing people for. I loved it when they were telling you yesterday, you know, it was D-Day. Oh, the 75th anniversary of D-Day. And talking about how they went over there and defended, crossed an ocean to defend our freedoms and liberties. Horse shit. Tyrannize, and as the military forces, which must be occasionally raised to defend our country, might pervert their power to the injury of their fellow citizens. That's to say, the army might turn against you. You know, if you had something like a fucking sneak takeover by the fucking international Jews, they might want to try to tell that army to turn around and shoot you. That's why you got to have your fucking guns, to shoot the bastards before they shoot you. The people are confirmed by the next article in their right to keep and bear their private arms. Private means it's none of your goddamn business. Government. Bitch. Servant. Package of gun control legislation. Trump showing some support for more gun control. That the dirty fucking international communist piece of shit would give his fucking left nut if he had one to get rid of every gun in this country. Then they could really have their fun. Then the cowards like Blumenthal, you know, these fucking, and this little bitch that comes up and first thing I'll do is sign an executive order for gun confiscation. Sign that son of a bitch. I'll vote for you. I'll go fucking register my fucking straw man and vote for you, whore. If you fucking, well, between the idea and the reality lies that fucking shadow, doesn't it? It's possible other Republicans will follow in lockstep. Northam's proposal include a ban on silencers and high-capacity magazines. He also seeks to limit handgun purchases to one a month. Infringement is what that is called. That is going past that period in the second article. That's when we fucking shoot you. Meaning the government will be tracking your purchases. Translation, handgun registration. A ban on silencers will literally do nothing to stop mass shootings. And of course it won't, but this will be the fucking argument. Instead of, can you fucking read? That's what I would do. I would stand up right there in front of the Congress and I would say, can you fucking read? Do you understand the English language? You treasonous piece of trash. Do you? Because that son of a bitch ends in a period. That means nothing goes past it. It's done. You can't even talk about it. You've already, every one of you in this fucking chamber have a fucking rope waiting for you. They see they've got their underground bunkers, but that's for the command and control. A lot of them, you know, I guarantee you they got fucking private planes ready to get them the hell out of this country when this shit breaks loose, because it's gonna break loose. You cannot keep pushing. You keep pushing, you keep pushing. It's like the little Australian, he wasn't little at all. But this little punk's just sitting there using him for a punching bag. He's just standing there he just took it too long. So finally he picks the son of a bitch up over his head and body slams him to the ground and breaks his leg. No, we can't meet violence with violence. We can't have hate. We hate you so fucking much you cannot even, there is no measurement in the galaxy that can measure the hate we have for you motherfucking communist bitches. And we're going to act out on you. That's what we're going to do. We're going to act out on your fucking asses. No gun law will stop mass shootings, but silencers only make the sound quieter. It is a pointless. It is as pointless as the bump stop ban. No, it ain't, because the point being made here is that through some kind of fucking extrajudicial legal ease, they are contending that the person that is supposed to be supporting the laws created by the Congress of the United States has some kind of fucking lawmaking powers. I mean, like, well, kind of like a dictator, a fucking dictator. He can't legislate. The executive can't legislate, can it? Well, I guess DACA proved that they could. Now, didn't it? Now, that DACA thing, when it was happening, man, it's just like this shit here. Well, you know, well, goddamn, Obama said 25 fucking times he did not have the authority to do it, and then he did it. And which set the precedence for Trump to step up and do the bump stocks. And now we'll do the silencers. And then the next, maybe him and his lame duck session, or maybe the next communist up there, every fucking one of them, as I said, we're confiscated. Get the fuck on it. You're a bunch of fucking yellow ass cowards. I tell you, you are. You ain't gonna do shit but hide and hope to hell that the fucking foreigners you send here to take our guns have got the wherewithal to make some kind of dent in it, which they don't. This is our fucking home. These are our hills and valleys and mountains. And we're gonna slaughter your goddamn cannon fodder, but don't make no mistake. As soon as we bust out, man, I mean, that's what'll have to happen. It'll be individuals. Because you can't trust no son of a bitch. There is no militia in this country. It'll be groups, family groups, and people have known each other all their lives. Little communities they couldn't tear apart. That still have people with some fucking honor left in them. And we're gonna be taking that long shot, man. We're gonna be taking that 800-yard shot. We're gonna be taking that 1,000-yard shot. You're gonna put 1,000 yards of fucking security between you and the potential? Can you think you can do that? And then who's going to be watching their fucking houses, huh? You think we're stupid? There's a lot of talk of gun control once again. Oh, gun control. Quit your fucking talking. We're sick of listening to your fucking bitchy little mouths. How about that? And everyone claiming they have authority over the lives of others seems to think the blame lies on the shoulders of those who have committed no offense and violated no one's rights. Now, that is a correct statement. Now, this last shooter, the last thing, I mean, it's all fucking phony. It's all production. But just take it if it was real. The person who perpetrated that crime, he paid the ultimate price, didn't he? He's dead. He got killed doing it. He might have had good reason, and you know that this is what they're going to, you know, use on when we start fighting back when the vigilantism breaks out. Oh, they're a bunch of murdering vigilantes. It's all right to kill them. It's all right to kill them. Use the guns to kill them. But the bottom line here is somebody in fucking Florida shoots somebody, and you come talking to me about my fucking guns. What the fuck? Are you out of your fucking mind? No, you're just a fucking international communist. But the power-hungry politicians are too happy to trample all over our rights and punish good people for the acts of psychopaths. And I don't even believe, it's all false flag. None of this shit is happening. They're hiring, I mean, you go on Craigslist, you can see where they're hiring the fucking actors. You look at the fucking, they even quit showing scenes of it. Or even, they didn't want to even announce the last guy over there in the Netherlands or whatever it was. Didn't even want to say his name. I bet they wish they were back to radio now, and that they would give up the fact that everything they gained on with the TV if they could just get back to radio, where they controlled it all. They controlled everything heard and print, where they controlled the, you know, you had to have fucking big bucks before you could spread anything very far. Here I said, a poor fucking ass hillbilly here in Southern Oregon, I'm spreading this shit all over the world. I'm telling the fucking truth. The fucking truth. I now live in the homeland of the free and the home of the brave, the great America, America. Oh, God, my heart's throbbing and I got my hand over it. the land where you talk about the Bill of Rights that makes it this place. You know, they told us for so many years that the reason everybody hated us was because of our freedom and liberty. Because of what we had. We had freedom and bullshit. And everybody knows it's bullshit at this point in the ballgame. Everybody's got a fucking gun. And everybody knows who's caused the goddamn problems in this fucking country. Oi, oi, oi. And so, again, like I said yesterday, I love it. Come on up, you fucking identify yourself, you fucking filthy, rich, fucking one percenter, you top of the pyramid motherfucker. Step on up and tell us we can't do it. Tell it can't be done. Americans we're infamously famous for doing that which cannot be done. Like my dad used to say, difficult we do immediately. The impossible, well, it just takes a little longer. That's all. And it's going to cost us 2 million people because of the motherfuckers out there that are sucking industry ass, calling themselves fucking militia. We're the militia. We'll come out and we'll, I mean, you got a corporate farm. You got a corporate fucking goddamn ranch. We're here to protect the rights of the ranchers. Fuck the people. Fuck the people who haven't had their, we've never had our fucking rights, people. Never. We were born into communism. That the greatest generation went out there and went and fought in Europe to preserve, to make sure that it spread, to make sure that it would become the fucking law of the world for the fucking goyim that would be controlled from the top by the fucking Zionist pig bastard, rich, filthy sons of bitches. We're at the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holler tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you'll fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Down.
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:34 Pacific time, and that was Nazareth with Expect No Mercy. And there, it's what is, you know, it's every house. Because you've let it go. You've let it go. You've let these goddamn industrialists and for a fucking job. I mean, that's how they've controlled you. If you want to eat, you're going to do what you're told. At some fucking point, well, I will give the people the kudos. You went and got the fucking guns. You went and got the fucking ammo. And a lot of you, lots and lots of you, have went and got the food. I mean, it's going to be a dirty fucking mess. It's going to be hell on wheels. But at least you did that. We do have the largest army on the fucking planet. And we are going to cling their fucking clock. But we're going to lose a couple million of our people because everybody didn't participate to the maximum they could have. Because there's only one fucking issue here, and that's that 14th Amendment. I am not your subject. I will never be your subject. You do not own me or anything I own. I have my Bill of Rights, and my Bill of Rights is the fucking superior, supreme law of this fucking land, and I will enforce it. All right, here we go. Here's what do they say on Braveheart? If we can't push them out, we'll breed them out. Data, average 124,000 anchor babies born in the U.S. this year so far. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. An average of about 124,000 children of illegal aliens, commonly referred to as anchor babies, have been born in the United States this year thus far. Analysis of Census Bureau data concludes. In the first 5 months of 2019, about 124,000 children of illegal aliens were born on U.S. soil, thus solidifying their permanent American citizenship. No, it fucking does not. Because that is all dependent upon that fucking fraudulent, unlawful 14th fucking amendment. It is based on treason. High crimes and misdemeanors. The shit that gets you hung, you dirty sons of bitches. American citizenship due to the nation's birthright citizenship policy. Policy. See, we got common law, which is public law for private purposes. And we have Roman civil law, which is private policy being enforced as public law in violation of the fucking law, by the way. The total derives from a Center of Immigration Studies analysis of Census Bureau data, which reveals that on average, about 300,000 anchor babies are born in the country every year, with nearly 25,000 anchor babies born every fucking month. The Supreme Court has never, has never explicitly ruled that the children of illegal aliens must be granted birthright citizenship, and many legal scholars dispute the idea. I dispute the idea. It is a direct violation of the Bill of Rights. You are taking what is mine and you are giving it to a fucking foreigner. And there's just no way it is impossible to do lawfully. How about that? It would have to be taken from me by that foreigner as an individual through the common law courts that they cannot access because they are not American nationals. See, it's kind of a conundrum. Some prick wrote it down on a piece of paper. Well, if we can't push them out, we'll breed them out. Well, we'll see about that. The Supreme Court has never explicitly ruled that the children of illegal aliens must be granted birthright citizenship, and many legal scholars dispute the idea. And that, you know, that look at Marco Rubio. Two Cuban parents, just because he was born here, and he's a fucking senator or a congressman, whatever the hell he is. The children of illegal aliens are being granted birthright citizenship, are able to anchor their illegal alien non-citizen parents in the United States, and eventually are allowed to bring an unlimited number of foreign relatives to the country through the legal, no, it ain't, it's unlawful. Immigration process known as chain migration. This is all, I mean, this wasn't no accident. This was done with an agenda. The agenda is to get rid of the American nationals that own this fucking real estate they have stolen. We own all, we take back everything that's been stolen. We get a 100-year vacation. The ones of us that are left. Go ahead.
Henry.
Yes, sir.
It is past time for us to rightfully perforate the lion thieving garbage. Traitors.
It's way past time.
Perforating. That sounds like a good term.
like a sieve. Perforate them like a sieve.
I got to get off here. I'm ready to make a lot of noise, and I'm just hoping for you guys to have a good weekend.
You have a great weekend, too, brother. Thank you.
I'm going to do what I can, just like you. Thanks.
Yep. Today, there are at least 4.5 million anchor babies in the United States, exceeding the annual roughly 4 million American babies born every year and costing American taxpayers $2.4 billion every year to subsidize hospital costs. Though President Trump has routinely denounced birthright citizenship, his promise, that's the funny, that word, promise, in October 2018 to end the policy has yet to come to fruition. Well, just give him some time, people. They're coming across the border right now. I mean, he gave them a fucking year. And this little thing about a tariff, of a 5% tariff on the fucking goods, you really think that's a gimmick. That's what's called a fucking gimmick. It doesn't matter once the country is captured. What's 5 fucking percent? Who's going to pay that? Who's going to pay that tariff, by the way? You and I are going to pay that fucking tariff. And who are we going to pay it to? That government that has taxed us to the point that we can't afford another fucking dollar. We can't even afford gas in our cars. That's who's going to pay. We're going to pay that to our government. That'll teach fucking Mexico, won't it? Because it ain't like you can go, well, I ain't going to buy that Mexican product. I'll buy the American product over here. Because there isn't any American product over there anymore. Because of this treachery we have endured. The annual number of anchor babies born in the United States exceeds the number of births in 16 states plus the District of Columbia combined. For example, there are more than 30 times as many anchor babies born every year than the total number of children born to native-born Americans in the state of Delaware. Similarly, there are more than 22 times as many anchor babies born every year in the country, than there are children born to native-born Americans in the state of South Dakota. The anchor baby population in the United States is almost twice the amount of residents living in the United States territory of Guam, and more than double the population of the U.S. Virgin Islands, where a projected 107,000 residents live. See, we're being, this is the greatest country to ever exist, the strongest, mightiest, could never be invaded country. Even though Hitler said couldn't invade it, not conventionally. This is unconventionally. We're going to be fucking taken by fucking children. One's walking and one's dropping. Period. That's how, I mean, La Raza said back in the 70s they would take back the southern states with the bed springs. What do you think they meant by that? In total, there are now an unprecedented nearly 62 million immigrants and their U.S.-born children living across the country. 62, what happened to that 11 million number? Oh, they're not illegal. They're legal because one come over here and dropped a kid and the whole goddamn family came back to the grandpas came. Oh, they just came. They can come right on over. It's legal because one of them shit out a kid here. And it's all under that 14th Amendment. This is the fucking Bill of Rights versus the 14th Amendment. And when you fight this fight, if I ain't around, enough of you better listen to make sure that that goddamn Bill of Rights not only prevails, but is absolute fucking law, that no son of a bitch steps in the 11th hour and comes up, oh, well, we're going to be the new government for you. Fuck you. Boom, boom, boom. Hang, hang, hang. That's what happens to them. If we decide on any kind of fucking government to deal with international affairs or national affairs, that we can't deal with as individuals. It will be a new, brand new fucking deal, and we're going to fucking write it, not the fucking Masonic aristocrats. They're not going to write it so that we come out the aristocrats again, the same aristocrats that were fucking, that the people rebelled on in the colonies are the same son of a bitches that ended up being the government at the end of the war. Now, weren't they? You going to let that happen again? You want to see this? You want to see shit, that won't take them that long. I mean, this right now, we're sitting at the cusp of either there's going to be a goddamn New World Order or there isn't. And we the people and our guns, we the people, the American nationals and our guns are the only thing that stands between these dirty motherfuckers and their world dominance. But the peoples of the world aren't for them. I mean, you got places like China where they're going, you go over there and you charge, you take a puff of opium and you get to fucking charge and you charge in hordes until you run them over. Well, that would work real good if somebody hadn't to blow the mountain down on top of them, wouldn't it? We're going to teach them, son of a bitches, what kind of intelligence it took to build the fucking civilization that we allow them to live in. We allow them. That's what they cannot stand. They know it deep in their hearts that fucking we are so huge and our intelligence and aptitude is unmatched. And they know that though they live up there in their fucking glass castles, it's only because we allow it. And we have to stop allowing it because they're pissing and shitting down on us because they have told us we have no rights. You are a subject. You will kneel when you come up to me. There's three of us and 300,000 of you, and all 300,000 of you will kneel to the three of us. Want to bet? Not an American. Let's see, where are we here? The U.S. is nearly alone in gathering granting birthright citizenship to the children of foreign nationals and specifically illegal aliens. That's because, like I said, we're the richest country on planet Earth. They want international fucking communism for the workforces so people will work for a fucking bowl of rice and a fucking fish head because that goddamn, that stack of gold that reaches clear up into the fucking clouds, that they have to take a helicopter and they have to have oxygen so that they can get up that high to put another shekel on top. It's never going to be big enough for them. And they do want to own human beings. This is a sickness as bad as fucking pedophilia, in my fucking opinion. Sickness. Sick in the fucking head, son of a bitches. But there's only three of them up there. How in the hell are they doing this to fucking 7 billion people? Well, just through fucking manipulation of putting people in key places. That's what they're good at. They hire brains for their think tanks. And they say, this is what we want to do. How can we manipulate him? Well, we have to study the people first. We have to try things. We have to stick our toe in the fucking water and see what happens and see how they react. Don't go all the way now. Don't do nothing stupid, because if these fuckers let loose, you're fucking wiped out. There's only three of you. You're gone. Just stick your toe in the water. Just like that last article, Donald Trump's going to stick his toe in the water again. He should, and you see him go up in front of that NRA meeting, and that's the only place I see in any of the stupid hats. I mean, I look around everywhere I go. I'm not seeing no stupid hats no more. And I get a lot of empty places on the bumpers. You can tell people have been pilling stickers. I think that they figured this shit out. But the bottom line is they're not going to stop. They can't. It's like a crack junkie. You're just walking in and go, stop. And there's still a mountain of fucking crack right there. All they got to do is reach over and get it. You really think they're going to stop? Because I don't. I think that they have their fucking satanic fucking religion. They're fucking devil worshippers. And they believe that fucking you're here to fucking torture and to fucking, I mean, like just like the Palestine, I mean, the Israelis over there shooting Palestinian children. I mean, shooting somebody is a pretty serious fucking thing. To shoot another human, to kill another human being. I mean, Jesus, you know that we talk about the 7 billion on this planet. But what if we're the only life? I mean, we've looked at through the Hubble telescope. There's another big telescope up there now. And there's millions of universes as big as ours. Billions of them. Universes as big as ours, and still we've seen no life. How rare is the fucking life on this planet? How rare is, I mean, there's a, when you're just on the planet, You're talking 7 billion people, but still that was fit in the state of Texas. These son of a bitches want to be living gods on this earth. That's all there is to it. I mean, they'll sell you on the religion thing, and then say, oh, it turned out that I was God. How do you guys like that? Now bow before me. Sacrifice your children to me. Put a little baby up on the fucking altar and stick a knife in there and cut its heart out for me. Ooh, now I felt something. Because I can't feel anything anymore because I burned out all my sensory receptors. Because I've had so much wealth, I could, anything that would thrill me in any way, I've done it already. That's where we're at with this shit, people. And because of the hereditary wealth, you know, by the time somebody, Donald Trump, gets to age, he done it all, buddy. He's done it all. It takes a lot to thrill that man. It takes fucking, I mean, and pretty soon it comes down to the fucking, to evil. Just pure fucking evil. That's the only thing that they can give them a jolt that can make them feel anything. They feel nothing. Oh, man. Let's see, where are we here? On the other hand, countries such as France, see, we're the only ones that are specifically legal aliens. For example, the U.S. and Canada are the only two developed nations with birthright citizenship. Of course, you'd have to be. Otherwise, they'd come in and breed until they took everything away from your fucking people. But they don't care. Because we're not talking about populations of people. We're talking about a few at the fucking top who want it all. They want it all. They even want to reduce the population down till it's manageable for them with a handful of fucking special enforcers. You know, and then when you want, you know, she's little Mary developing down there in the hill, and you want to go and you want to bring her up to the big house and rape her, who's going to say, who's going to be there to say anything? On the other hand, countries such as France and the United Kingdom, Ireland, New Zealand, Australia, Italy, and Germany all have either outlawed birthright citizenship or never had such a policy to begin with. It would be retarded to. If you're the most wealthiest country, I mean, look what our ancestors had to go through to conquer this fucking continent. Our blood is soaked from fucking sea to shining sea. And you would have to be, I mean, you'd have to be wantonly wanting to destroy that and take that from the people that fucking built it to do this. That's the only reason to do it. While foreign nationals and illegal aliens continue to take advantage of the country's birthright citizenship policy, the foreign-born population has boomed to a 108-year record high. In 1970, the total foreign-born population in the United States was 9.5 million. Today, foreign-born residents account for nearly 14% of the total U.S. population. And bullshit, that's a lie too. U.S. population, and by 2060, the Census Bureau projects that about one in six residents in the United States will be foreign-born if the country's illegal immigration policy continues. Legal immigration policy. Well, the bottom line is, the word games, the word solid games. The goddamn laws are on the books to throw every fucking one of them out. If you know, they talk about that asylum. That's a treaty, just like the goddamn treaty with Iran for the nuclear weapons. All that son of a bitch that's claimed that he was going to throw every one of them out of here, and in day one, DACA was gone. When that lying son of a bitch said it, right then and there, he could have signed a fucking executive order. Fucking that treaty would have been gone. There wouldn't have been one of these son of a bitches alive. You turned them around right at the fucking border, sent them back into Mexico, and let Mexico have them. And then I guarantee you what Mexico would do with them. Only reason Mexico's letting them come through their fucking country is because they hate our fucking guts and they want what we have. They want to see every fucking American national dead. U.S. commander says American forces face imminent threat from Iran. I thought this was pretty fucking hilarious. This is from NBC News. It was sent in by Misty for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. The top commander of the U.S. forces in the Middle East says he believes the Iranians or their proxies may orchestrate an attack at any moment. Are you guys getting the production together? Are you getting your lies together? Are you getting ready for your liberty attack? Attack one of the ships, maybe with a missile. That would do it, wouldn't it? And of course, the people who are going to get blamed for it is going to be Iran, and they're going to know who fucking did it would be Mossad and the United States. And so they're going to shoot their missiles at fucking at Israel. And then we'll turn our armies of young people. We'll turn all our young people over to Netanyahu to send into the meat grinder. Go ahead.
It'd be like Pearl Harbor. Get rid of all the ships that ain't no good.
There you go. I think the threat is imminent. Marine General Frank McKenzie said in an exclusive broadcast interview with NBC News in the Iraqi capital. We continually evaluate our force posture in the region. The U.S. has beefed up its military. See, they're sending more people over there, sending more ships over there, getting more stuff over there. And see, this is what we've been talking about the last couple of days. And what was the problem with that fucking getting Iran? Because he's been ordered to do this. King Netanyahu has ordered that fucking Syria, Lebanon, Jordan, Iran, and Turkey. I order it. And here you have Mr. Sleaze, the con man with the fucked up hair. And what's he? Oh, he's over in Britain for the D-Day thing. He's over there talking to the real fucking power in this god on this planet, the Queen of England. The crown heads of Europe have never ceased being the fucking power structure. Make no mistake about it. And because who else was in that treaty? It was fucking France and Britain, and I mean, there was a bunch of countries in that treaty with Iran for the nuclear deal, and they would not denounce the deal. Now he's going over there saying now our Jew King Netanyahu has said that we are going to attack these countries, and you guys need to start thinking up your lies. Maybe throw a few false flags, throw a little smoke and pickle smoke and mirrors and get the people thinking and otherwise, because the people are they're going in Britain over there. They're screaming about the Jews. They know what the Jews have done to them, but they're disarmed. Sorry, Britain, but that was a dumb fucking move. Allow yourself to be disarmed by these sons of bitches. Now they got you down. They don't want you to have anything sharp. Pretty soon it'll be just like being in prison. They'll bring you a spoon and you got to turn it back in the end of the day. Make sure you don't sharpen it up and hurt somebody. You might hurt somebody with it. Now you're fucked is what it is. At least the New Zealanders, I mean, that was good news yesterday, you know. Out of 300,000, they got only 500 of their guns. I think the people over there are actually going, Dopa, look what they're doing in Australia. And look what they're doing all over the whole fucking world. And who's doing it? Oh, it's those fucking Jews. And it's the Masons. Oh, the Masons are the Jews run the Masons. Oh, wow, that's their ground troops. Why didn't we figure this out sooner? Because it was intentionally buried. Just like the truth that we try to put out here. I mean, it's hard to get to our fucking side anymore. I mean, and we're, you know, on the list of one of the we're on the list they want to just remove it. Just cause booger. We want to remove it. I bet you fucking want to remove it, but it's too late. The truth is something that cannot be fucking stopped, especially when it's gone this far, especially when it's penetrated this deep. Because this broadcast is, I mean, since its inception, has not just been heard here in the United States. We've gotten correspondence from people all over the world. About every government. I mean, we can look on the in our Google Analytics, and we can see all the governments that are tuned in. I mean, if the people of the world understood the Bill of Rights and understood the way of life that it offers and the fact that they own the goddamn real estate and that they're serving as subjects to fucking bullshit people. Oh, it's because God ordained it. Oh, yeah. Well, we're going to pass on that. I think we're going to take our country back and we're going to kill every fucking one of you. Go ahead. You need to mute somebody, Laura.
Yeah, you know, none of your players work on any of my computers. But
you're
I did
kidding.
Find another way. If my cell phone's not working, I can call you on Google.
And the players won't
Gmail.
Work at, the players won't work on your computer?
None of them. I have three computers. I can't make any of your players work. Only the cell phone. But I did figure out how to make a call on Gmail. It has a...
Well, you know, that's American ingenuity, and good for you for doing that. But I mean, it's just like I was talking about number one. You know, he got the new computer, and he can't send us a fucking email. It says it can't, there's no destination for it.
Yeah.
Well, you know you're doing something right when you're taking the flak, I suppose. But again, like I said, this it can't be stopped. Too many people know now. I mean, shit, we were the only, actually, we were the biggest population to be stupid on the whole fucking planet. Most of the populations understood it. They kept their mouth shut because they were in socialist countries. And just like, you know, over in Germany, 5 years in fucking prison for if you say anything against Israel. Boy, they'd love to do that here. And I'd love for them to do it here. I'd sit here and I'd cuss them son of a bitches because sooner or later it's coming to a confrontation. It's kind of, I don't give a shit. If you live the same way, like 10 years ago, you'd lived a certain way. You did the same thing every day. The exact same thing. Ate the same food. Did everything the same way. Sooner or later, the motherfuckers are going to get around to you because they have to keep accelerating. They have to keep building it and making it worse and worse and worse. And so sooner or later, they have to come around a courting you. And when they do, that's when you blow them out of your fucking socks and say, you went too fucking far. You took that extra step. You fucked up. And now all hell's breaking loose. Now, and like I said, there's going to, that fucking justice tempered with mercy. Expect no fucking mercy. Make sure you understand that. Anybody turns, just a second. Anybody turns a gun around on you and says, we got to give mercy, you shoot that son of a bitch. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, since they can't feel anything and they got to keep doing these freaky things so they can actually feel something, what they're aching for is a good bullet right through the middle of their eyes. I mean, they'll feel it.
I'd rather shoot them in the guts or in the crotch. Give them some real fucking feeling for a while. You know, like take a 22 bullet, a 22 hollow point bullet and stick it in dog shit at the end of it, put it in the gun and shoot it in their belly and let them spend about 2 fucking weeks feeling something. They'd feel that.
Yeah.
Anyways, guys, we've made it to the top of the hour. We will be back on Monday with another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, more guns, more bullets. And I mean, watch the training films, if nothing else. If you can get out and you can get out in the woods, I know you work. I know all you do is work and sleep and eat. Work, sleep, and eat. But if you get a chance to get out and shoot, shoot. I mean, you know, burn the 22 rounds, man. They're cheap. But burn as many of them as you can. Have your eye on. Be as good as you can. Make sure you show them that you fucking mean business when they show up. Make sure that you fucking take down as many of the dirty bastards as you can. Every house they run into, they should be like a fucking bee's nest. And I tell you, it won't be long until you see the blue helmets come rushing in to save the fucking international government that's been sucking the international ass that exists somewhere in this universe, because it has no home. It's like us. It has no home territory. We American nationals, this whole country belongs to us. But where's our home territory? Like, you know, the so-called Civil War. At least they had ground to stand upon and plan and stuff. We're alone. We're alone, but we are still the largest army on the planet Earth, and we're well fucking armed. We blow all the other armies away. We just have to have individual fucking courage. That's all there is to it. It's going to take individual courage, and that's what the people who wrote that Bill of Rights counted on, that their progeny would have the strength to go out as individuals and take these son of a bitches out. And that is the word from the trenches.
Cookies!